Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into 10 Dynasty trades for your Thursday. David Njoku for a 2023 fourth. It's non-premium. Like, that's kind of where we feel we're at. I mean, honestly, it's a conserve the roster spot type situation in short rosters. It's better than cutting him. That's if it's like 40 man or something like that, I'm fine holding long term. But if you're playing 20, 22, 28, it's tough to hold him right now. So I'd take the pick and move on. Okay, Miles Sanders, Amari Cooper, Dallas Goedert, and a 2022 third for Zeke and Pollard. This is one I think there's a lot of. It's interesting because you have Zeke and Pollard, so you might not take a catastrophic loss. There's just a lot of other ways to win on the other side of that deal. It's not premium, so that probably hurts Goddard. I don't think Sanders has the same ceiling as Zeke does. I don't think he's the same player that Zeke is. And Cooper's kind of, it depends on what you value at the wide receiver position. I think of the players in this, I would bet heavily that Zeke is the best. That he has the best performance in the rest of his career. So that would sort of be my thought there. Of all the players in this, like, he would be the person I would expect to score the most points, have the highest finish. The other one, it feels like you're kind of spreading out some of your risk. I understand that. I think it's an interesting construct more so than anything. I'd probably take the Zeke side just because, like, I think the other side, given it's non-premium, I think the other side's a little bit more replaceable. Okay, Daniel Jones, DK Metcalf, and a 2022 first-round pick for Matthew Stafford, Trey Sermon, and Chris Godwin. Now, this, I don't think that this is precise, but just let's take this and set it in a box here for a second. So let's just take the 2022 first and Sermon and just cancel those out for a second. It might not be precisely right, but again, I sort of look at deals, like, let's look at the core assets and just sort of, look at everything else after that. That pick is probably better than Sermon if we're looking at just core assets, but let's just take them, and they're pretty close. Let's put them together and just set them aside for a second. Just look at the crux of this trade. Daniel Jones and DK Metcalf for Matthew Stafford and Chris Godwin. To me, like, you jump that Rubicon at quarterback, it means so much, right? Like, it's just longevity, it's ceiling, it's floor. I mean, that is just a enormous vault, right? I mean, I think I was recording a podcast, or I'm writing 2022 edition right now. And just like, hey, let's try and move from quarterback 24 to quarterback 12. And just the impact that has on the ceiling of your team, the floor of your team, like, all that stuff. Like, it's a huge difference. That's a massive difference. So I think that's the initial thing that draws my eye. I think DK Metcalf's probably a better player than Chris Godwin. I think Chris Godwin's probably overrated. I don't think you let the difference between Godwin and DK Metcalf get in the way of going from Daniel Jones to a first. Excuse me, Daniel Jones to Matthew Stafford. And then when you sort of loop back in the picks, like, the difference between would I rather have the pick or Sermon, we could get into a philosophical debate about that. It's not enough to stand in the way of making the jump from Daniel Jones to Stafford. So that would sort of be my thought there. Okay. This one's interesting, and I have a clear answer to this one. Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston for Kenny Galladay. Take the quarterbacks. Sam Darnold for J.K. Dobbins. This is an interesting one this is all about how you feel about Darnold. This feels like you're getting like a first round valuation for Darnold. Kind of feels like you take it. And at some point, like, you might not even need to wait for Dobbins to play a snap before you can cash this out for more than Darnold, right? That would sort of be my angle on this. And I'm not a huge, you know, usually I sort of side in this type of trade with the quarterback because I think, like, hey, he's got outs. I just did it with Winston. Like, you have outs that are just higher than the comparative player. I just don't really see that with Darnold. Again, I could be wrong, but, like, it's really defying a lot of trends, given what he's done. Like, he has not been a good quarterback. And so in a year, who's more likely to be more valuable? I think it's Dobbins, probably by 80-20. You know, it might even be more than that. Like, it's a pretty steep difference there in terms of who I think is going to be more valuable next year. And I don't think Darnold's particularly usable in the near term either. Damian Harris for Noah Fant, that's one I think you take Noah Fant. I like that move. You take a okay running back and you trade him for a core tight end. Perfect. This one's interesting. It's a Jameis Winston and a 2022 sixth round pick. There's IDP in there, so those picks are worth a little bit more. For Cooper Kupp and a third. Again, I think wide receivers generally sort of in that range are pretty replaceable. And if Jameis Winston succeeds, he's not. So give me Jameis Winston. Dallas Goedert in a second for Jerry Jeudy. There wasn't very much premium on this. It was pretty stockish. But give me Jeudy, or give me Goedert in the second, right? I think you've got multiple outs. It's super flex. Like, there might, I'm not sure you can pull down a first for Jeudy anyways, and you get multiple outs. Like, yeah, give me that. A 2022 first for Damian Harris, that is out there. Give me the first at this point. You know, I think it's a little bit more valuable. I think you've got more outs with it. I think, like, I'd love to pull down an injury away guy. But again, even if you're playing, remember one thing, even if you're playing narrow rosters, and you go, you know, especially if you're playing narrow rosters, I should say, and you go player to pick, you are getting a roster spot in there. And those roster spots, like, if you're playing 22, 25, even 28, like, as you go up, they're less valuable because the players aren't as good. But, like, that has value. And so just sort of bear that in mind when you do these trades. Like, there is a plus on top of that. So I'd probably take the pick, especially if it's a shallower league. I really like that. Sony Michel. And again, it's free assets to fire. The other way I would look at that is, what does Sony Michel need to do this year beyond what he's projected? You know, if he does what he's projected to be, which is like a fringe running back too, is he going to be worth this? No. Well, how much is he going to need to outproduce this to be worth this cost? And I think he's probably going to need to be a lot. And so I think this is when you can, you know, you kind of need him to be like a top 16 guy, I think, to really be pulling on these prices, because we've seen what happens with Jacobs. We've seen what happened with Montgomery. We've seen what happened with Sanders. Like, these guys are all falling in prices, and they've finished better than where Harris is projected. Like, we kind of know what the answer is. So give me the first and I'll move on. Here's one I like the flip side of. Like, if you're like, how kind of interesting is this one? You take, just put these two together. You trade Damian Harris for a first, and then you trade a third for Sony Michel. Because that actually feels like, again, I'm not sure how much of a huge difference Damian Harris is going to make. Not sure how much of a huge difference Sony Michel is going to make, but at a lot lesser of a cost, that one's actually interesting, right? Like, that's an interesting, again, it's basically an injury away guy. You know, could he run for, you know, 1,500 yards? It's absolutely possible. Like, when we've seen, I mean, let's not forget that I think the best running back, the most effective running back under Sean McVay has been CJ Anderson. So, like, let's not, you know, it's that he has plenty of opportunity. I'll just say that. All right. Last 30 days, most traded player, Damian Harris. Akers still up there, though it's falling off. I expect him to get almost like washed out of this in the next couple weeks. So just because his volume was up so high, it's going to readjust and it's not going to be very high at all. But Damian Harris, highest in terms of uptick over the last 30 days. Akers, Gus Edwards, no surprise. Dobbins, no surprise. Miles Gaskin, Travis Etienne, James Robinson, Daryl Henderson, Mike Davis, Darnell Mooney, Josh Jacobs, Michael Thomas, and Ronald Jones. Last 14 days, we have Etienne. Again, these shouldn't be terribly surprising. Etienne, Gus Edwards, James Robinson, J.K. Dobbins, Sony Michel, Damian Harris, Miles Gaskin, Kenny Galladay. So that's an interesting one. Cam Akers, Mike Davis up there, Marquez Callaway, Ramondre Stevenson, our boy. Last 7 days, see what the podcasts are pumping up here. This is usually a good indication. Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, Sony Michel, Damian Harris, Travis Etienne, James Robinson, Mike Davis, Henry Ruggs, interesting. Bridgewater, Marquez Callaway, Deontay Johnson, Jameis Hunt, Kenny Galladay, Daryl Henderson. So you get the idea. It's largely, hey, who's injured? Hey, who's replacing the injured guy? Hey, who's traded? Who's replacing the traded guy? Who's getting, you know, superseded by the traded guy? That's kind of what it is. So I'm really excited to watch this data and week and be like, who had a big week? Like, all right, that guy is going to be the most traded person. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.